Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're looking into a really interesting fictional dialogue. It's asking this big question. Why do we warn against ethics? Our sources are basically this transcribed chat between figures called Justice Bufin, that's a financial regulator and ex-chancellor, and someone named Lindros Telemir.
Right.
And our goal really is to unpack that question. You know, what are the different views here on trust, responsibility, regulation, especially when you've got complex finance stuff involved?
Yeah, and it kicks off with this immediate sense of, well, confusion. Justice says things aren't clear.
Right.
And Bufin sounds genuinely nervous talking about these coins, specifically FD coin.
And admitting they spotted it too late.
Exactly, too late. I mean, what does that tell you right away about how ready regulators are, or maybe how well they understand these new instruments?
It feels reactive, doesn't
it? Yeah.
Not proactive.
Totally. And then you get Justice's sharp comment. Oh, what was it? Gedächtnislücke, das neue Grundrecht?
Yeah. Memory gap, the new basic right. Sarcasm, but pointed.
Very pointed. Because it hints at avoiding accountability, right? Especially when the ex-chancellor pops up with this fuzzy memory. Schultz coin, maybe.
Yeah.
Linking it to huge past scandals like Cum-Ex and Wirecard.
Big ones, yeah. Complex, potentially illegal trading, regulatory headaches.
But then claims, oh, no clear memory. It just feeds that idea of, I don't know, institutional amnesia, maybe.
It does make you think. And Baffin's defense.
Wow. Oh. The defense, yeah. They did warn, apparently.
Uh-huh. Where was it again?
Get this. Page 3 in the PDF anhang, between Impressum and Cookie Hinweis. So between the legal notice and the cookie warning.
Seriously. Buried like that.
Yep. So what's your reaction to that? Is that a real warning? Is it like genuine transparency or just covering their backs?
It feels like trying to deflect blame, mostly. If you can't easily find or understand a warning, how useful is it really for you, the user or investor?
Exactly. It sort of undermines the whole purpose.
Then Lindros Telemir steps in. Adds a different flavor.
Mm-hmm. With that line, Verwirrung ist das erste Zeichen, dass Wahrheit geboren wird. Confusion, the first sign truth is being born.
Interesting idea. But he adds a crucial part.
Right. Doch ohne Klarheit wird selbst das Gesetz taub. Without clarity, even the law becomes deaf. So confusion might be a start, but you need clarity eventually.
Which leads right into Bufin's big question. It feels almost like a cry for help.
Yeah, but if ethics is now considered dangerous, who am I actually warning then? That hits a nail on the head, doesn't it? That's the core issue we're digging into.
Absolutely. And Justice jumps on that, asking, okay, who are you warning? Are the warnings meant to protect the system? Or maybe silence the critics.
And the timing. Is it about prevention or just, you know, reprimanding after the fact?
Yeah, crucial difference. And just when it might go off track, Justice pulls it back to Verwirrung thwarting.
Responsibility. Good point. Cutting through the ex-chancellor's slightly irrelevant bits.
And Lindros backs this up powerfully, saying, Wer seine Vergangenheit vergisst, verwischt die Verantwortung in der Gegenwart und lädt die Zukunft mit Schuld auf.
Basically, forgetting the past messes up responsibility now and burdens the future. It really highlights, for you listening, why knowing history matters for being ethical today.
Mm-hmm. But then Bufin raises a practical worry. What if you focus too much on scrutinizing the ethical players?
Right. The worry is then only the unethical remains untouched, which is a genuine dilemma for regulators, isn't it? How do you watch everyone without accidentally letting the bad actors slip through?
It's tricky. But then Justice flips the whole script. Suggests a totally different approach.
Ah, yeah. What of your Karen Endley when we finally turn around?
Und erkennen, dass Vertrauen nicht reguliert werden muss, sondern verdient.
Mm.
We recognize that trust doesn't need to be regulated. It needs to be earned.
That's a fundamental shift. Away from just rules towards building something earned. What does that even look like, though? A system based on earned trust. What are the obstacles for you?
Big questions. Mm-hmm. And Lindros wraps it up with this thought on ethical currency. He says it's kein coin.
Not a coin. Not just another financial thing.
No. It's ein Versprechen, a promise. And ein Spiegel, a mirror.
A mirror reflecting the character of the people involved. Wow. That's quite a metaphor. It takes it beyond just the numbers and systems, doesn't it? Right? To the integrity of the individuals.
Definitely. So, okay, wrapping up this deep dive, here's something to chew on. Maybe this warning against ethics isn't about ethics being bad.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's more that real ethical behavior, truly acting ethically, might actually expose the cracks, the flaws in the current systems.
Interesting. So the discomfort around talking about ethics, it could be a symptom, a sign of unease about accountability, about the foundations of trust itself, especially when things get complex.
Exactly. Think about it. What does it really mean for you if trust has to be earned, not just regulated? Particularly in finance, where everything moves so fast, something to keep mulling over.